same old wind. They carried my mother to the burying ground. They carried. Been a lonesome day. Oh, today has been a lonesome day. How today has been a lonesome day. And tomorrow's gonna be the same old way.
Thank you so much, folks. It is just an absolute honor to be here on the Telluride stage with Mr. Stuart Duncan kicking off the festival. I'm looking forward to this for a very, very long time. This is one of the most coveted slots of the Telluride Festival, one of the most coveted slots amongst all of the performers who are unaware of how early it actually is. But we're really glad to be here. Also, this is, historically, this slot has been an opportunity for Craig and and everybody here at Planet Bluegrass to showcase someone from really deep inside the Telluride family, someone who's has some real roots here in Telluride, who's made an impact here. Folks, we're sorry to see that come to an end, but we're very happy to be here. And we plan on playing a whole bunch of music for you here today. That last one is an old bluegrass tune, Sad and Lonesome Day. Historical number, not a recap of today's events. It's not even 11:30 yet. How could all that have happened? We're gonna continue with a more positive message via a few instrumentals, one from Scotland, one imported from Scotland, called The Laird of Drumblair, and we'll segue from that one into a tune I wrote with a very, very unfortunate title, a song called My Mother Thinks I'm a Lawyer. Thank you. We don't need microphones. This is an intimate festival. Let's just shut it all off. Everyone, please quiet down. We're going to do the rest of the set acoustically. Folks, we're going to play you the ending of that song one more time, because this next bit of banter that would usually happen at this point of the show is contingent on you rising to your feet at the end of that last number. So here we go, the seat part. This early in the festival. It's the magic of Telluride. Thank you, folks. About a year and a half ago, Stuart and I went into the studio along with Brian Sutton and Mike Bubb and Ronnie McCurry, because it was once again time to milk the instrumental banjo cash cow. We made a record called Milford County Plays, Kenny Baker Plays, Bill Monroe. It's a remake of Kenny Baker, the great bluegrass fiddler, who played with Bill Monroe for many years. He made a record called Kenny Baker Plays Bill Monroe, and this album was begging to be redone on the banjo. We're going to play for you a couple of those songs right now, starting with a tune that couldn't be more appropriate for a moment such as this. This is the Lonesome Moonlight Waltz. trivia album that Noam just mentioned, Kenny Baker plays Bill Monroe. It was originally recorded in 1976. And that was the year that my mom and dad pulled me out of school a week early. Said, guess what? We're going to Bean Blossom, Indiana to the Bill Monroe Bluegrass Festival. And I didn't know which was better, getting out of school early or going on a road trip. But we ended up at Bean Blossom on a Wednesday. And I was really excited to see my hero, Kenny Baker. I knew he wasn't playing until Friday, but we got there on Wednesday, and I said, well, got my new fiddle that my dad had just built me from scratch. He ordered the wood from Europe and spent the entire year before that making this fiddle for my birthday. I was 12 years old, and I was very proud of it. So I'm gonna go find a jam session with my new fiddle. So I walked around our campsite, came around a trailer, and there was Kenny Baker in a jam session. It was like, wow, he's already here, and he's jamming. And sure enough, somebody right then said, hey, kid, pull out that fiddle. And so I did, and Kenny was real nice to me, very encouraging. I was complaining about the key of B and B flat, things like that. He said, that's all right, you'll learn. And he was really encouraging. I saw him the next day. I was walking around with my mom, carrying a fiddle, and he had about 20 fiddles lined up on the table, and he was selling them. I said, kid, you need you another fiddle. He's pulling on his ear a little bit. He said, you need you a good spare fiddle. That one's good, but you might need another one. And so I said, yeah, okay, I'll play some of them. And my mom's like, just don't let your dad see you doing that. And sure enough, after about 5 minutes, I found a fiddle that was just better than anything else on the table. And I didn't want to say anything, but it was better than mine. And of course, right then my dad walked up. What are you doing, buying a fiddle? So I played him that fiddle, and he agreed that it sounded better than the one he had made me. And Kenny said, well, it's not much. It doesn't have a name in it. It's not much money. So my mom wrote him a check for that fiddle right there, and that's the fiddle I'm still playing on all recording sessions to this day. Seems to give me continue to give me what I need. In fact, this fiddle, I've tried to make it a map. I took this apart and tried to make it just like that other fiddle. And well, Kenny wasn't done there. He said, as I was walking away with my new toy, he said, hey, wait a minute, let me make you a bill of sale. And he said, I recorded with Bill Monroe on that fiddle. Let me write down the songs. And I just like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. And he said, it's been in my closet for 15 years, but back in 1958, I recorded several songs with that. And I started looking at some of the songs when I got back this last year. I found that bill of sale in my scrapbook. And here's one of the songs from 1958, The Wheelhouse. Thank you. same fiddle that I was talking about, which Kenny had a nickname for it, Old Red, which I still call Old Red. The first time I took that fiddle to Telluride was in 1986. And I was standing right about there, and a big dust devil came across this way and was kicking up gravel, and it put a small dent in the top of that fiddle. Just the gravel flying around in the air put a little dent in that fiddle, which I cherish to this day to remember that festival by. We're hoping that nothing similar happens.
Well, the only reason Stuart brings that up right now is he's wondering who you should invoice for that repair. If anyone can bring that in to the stage, hand it to us, preferably not during a banjo, so that would be much appreciated. Thank you.
No, I think actually fiddle sounded better after that happened for some reason.
By all means, throw rocks at us, folks. Here's an old tune that Stuart found for the music of Tommy Jarrell.
In 1984, I went to Tommy Jarrell's house, because a friend knew where he lived and said, hey, you can go up there and just listen to him fiddle all day. So we did just that, and he sang this song. And I treasured the moment, it being before the internet and all that, because I thought, I'm never going to hear this song again in my life. This is it. And then about 10 years later, I saw an LP in a thrift store of Tommy Jarrell, and this song was on it. And then by that time, there was an internet, and I started looking for lyrics and found a few more verses to this old gospel song.
When sorrows encompass me round, and many distresses I see, astonished I cry, can a mortal be found surrounded with troubles like me? Few seasons of peace I endured, and I are succeeded by pain. If a few moments of praise I implore, I have hours and days to complain. But my sorrows will be vented that day, when Jesus hath called me home. Let each brother say, he's gone from evil to come, and my spirit to glory convey. My body laid low in the ground, I wish not a tear at my grave to be shed, but all join in praising around. Immersed in an ocean of love, my soul like an angel shall sing, till Christ shall descend with a shout from above, and make all creation to ring. If souls disembodied can know, or visit their brethren beneath, my spirit will join you while singing you go, and leave all my cares in the grave. Well, our
swifter than thought shall arise, and change in our moment will shall lead away to the mansions of love in the sky.
How many of you guys participated earlier in the Land Rush? I think more of you possibly participated in the Land Rush, but maybe you're all convalescing right now. That was an amazing thing to witness, folks. Standing here on the side of the stage watching people just bolt for this stage. Interestingly enough, I feel like people were running faster towards the stage when we weren't on it. I'll take that personally. We're going to play a couple tunes from a record we made a few years ago called Beat the Devil and Carry Rail. This first one is a tune I wrote from the rare genre of fiddle tunes about seafood restaurants in Spokane, Washington. Favorite style of fiddle tune. This one's called Milford's Reel. Thank you.
can you come passing by? Going down Johnson Street, making trouble in our lives. Wasn't he a bad man? Wasn't he bad? Bobby said to Margaret, come to me, he said. If you don't come in a hurry, I'll put the 38 through your head. Wasn't he a bad man? Wasn't he a bad man? Now listen here, babe. Please take me back. Don't know how in the world, but please take me back. You know, one of these days, and it won't be long. You're gonna call me, and I'll be gone. Take your life, 'cause you caused trouble between me and my wife. Wasn't he a bad man? Wasn't he bad? Then he said to the high sheriff, you think I'm gonna run? If I had me another round, me and you would have some fun. Wasn't he a bad man? Wasn't he bad? Oh, listen here, baby, take me back. Don't know how in the world. You're gonna call me and I'll be gone.
Beat an old tune about infidelity and shooting. One of my favorite subjects. Folks, this is a real honor, as I said earlier. It's an honor to be here on the Telluride stage. Stuart and I have played this festival many times. You've probably been here for 25 years. This is my 13th year in a row. But this is the first time that either of us have gotten to play on this stage, kind of announced under our own names. And that means a whole lot to us. And just, thank you. Yeah, screw all those people that have hired us over the years. Anyways, we had a similar experience about a year ago in Nashville, Tennessee. We were invited to play on the Grand Ole Opry. Both of us had been on the show many times before, but never just kind of under our own names as a duo. And we were looking forward to that. We got to the Grand Ole Opry and we saw on this placard right when you walk in that the host of our segment would be none other than the great and amazingly still living Roy Clark. We thought it couldn't be more perfect. Roy Clark is going to be introducing us on the Grand Ole Opry stage. This is wonderful, perfect. And then we both came to the same realization about the exact same time. There is no way in hell that Roy Clark is going to be able to pronounce my last name. And Stuart, you were giddy. You were just giddy with anticipation at the impending train wreck. And we just didn't know what was going to happen. And long story short, Roy Clark's manager came up to me at the side of the stage and said, I'm here to check the pronunciation of your last name for Roy. I said, well, go for it. And she looked at me and she said, okay, is it pronounced Noam Pikelme? I said, oh, that's perfect. You got it. Like, no sweat. And she just kind of gave me this dejected look and looked down and said, well, Roy's going to do his best. A few moments later, we're there on the side of the stage waiting for our Grand Ole Opry debut under our own names, and it's just unintelligible what's going on stage. Can't really decipher what's happening. There's a lot of laughter and confusion, and we end up going out and playing our set and really wasn't aware of what happened until we got off stage and Stuart's phone started lighting up with all these texts from people all around the country who were listening to the broadcast. The most notable, a text from Stuart's wife that said, when is my Latin lover coming home?
Which was a matter of some concern to me.
A few months later, someone brought us a copy of the audio, and what transpired was Roy Clark talking about the fact that I was single-handedly put him out of the banjo business, which I found pretty interesting, since we had never met. He went on to introduce us as, please welcome to the Grand Ole Opry stage, Gnome and Pickle Me and Duncan Ronaldo! So that was our Grand Ole Opry introduction, so we really appreciate actually being introduced under our own names today by Chris. Speaking of the Grand Ole Opry, here's a song that Bill Monroe and Kenny Baker played on that stage many times, I'm sure. One that didn't make it to the 1976 record, so we were legally prohibited from recording it, but we still like to play it. A tune called Tallahassee.
Just in case anybody was wondering, Duncan Ronaldo is in fact the actor that played the Cisco Kid. So I'm sure that clears up all the confusion right there.
Folks, everybody was wondering how long it would take the Telluride Bluegrass Fest this year for somebody to break out a four-string national plectrum guitar. one of the main reasons we're all here this weekend, I assume. I'm going to play an old tune for you right now. I assume a crowd this size, this part of the country, the demographic that makes up Telluride, that there's at least one person in this festival audience who bought a full weekend pass and has probably traveled a very long distance to this festival, hoping to hear nothing but Merle Haggard covers. Even has an H on his hat for Merle. We're going to reward you, Merle Haggard lovers, with a Merle Haggard song you probably won't recognize. Here's one called Loneliness Is Eating Me Alive.
Nope, we're not going to do. I think I'll just stay here and drink. We're not going to do that one. We're not going to do Big City. We're not going to do. We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't need to do that one. We're not going to do. I got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool.
Stuart's going straight to entertainment right now, folks. I can't compete with this.
I'm getting ready for our Reno gig here.
In this house, in so long, just the howlings of the wind asking why. And I know this house ain't growing, but it seems bigger since you've gone. And this loneliness is here. If there's any forgiveness in you, wrap it up and come on home. Hey, I may not change completely, oh, but I'll try. But honey, you have to hurry, or there'll be no reason to come home. 'Cause this loneliness is eating me alive. The bigger the house, the harder the tear falls. I found it out since your goodbye. Oh, honey, you'd better hurry, or there'll be no reason to come home. 'Cause this loneliness is eating me alive. Goodbye, oh honey, you have
there'll be no reason to come home. Cause this loneliness is eating. Yeah, this loneliness is eating me alive.
A song that I learned off of a 78 record. A lot of people probably don't know what that is. It's recorded in the 1930s by immigrants from Portugal in New York City. So this tune is has Portuguese roots. It's called Cabo Vedrão. Was with the bluegrass band that I'm still a member of, the Nashville Bluegrass Band. Thank you very much. And we have been happy to record a few songs by this gentleman from North Carolina named Carl Jones. And but here's one we did not record that we're going to do for you right now. This was written by was written in the 1920s, I believe. And it was a poem originally, and he took the words and added some chords and a melody to it. And I thought, you know, that maybe in bluegrass and country music that there'd been maybe enough songs written about country boys leaving home and then missing home and coming back home. It seems like a pretty common thread, but then I heard this song and I thought, okay, there's room for one more. This is called Two Pictures.
Folks, we have time for one more song. Thanks so much for getting here early and listening to our set. This is a distinct honor to start the festival. I'm pretty sure there's some more music this weekend. Let's look into that. We're going to leave it with an old fiddle tune called the Lee Highway Blues. But before that, I should mention that Stuart and I will be back there, coincidentally, at the Country Store after our set. We'll be signing CDs. We'll be signing them regardless of whether any of you are buying them or not. So come make it less awkward for us. Thanks again for listening. Enjoy your Telluride. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
go with Duncan. Duncan Ronaldo, if you want. Thank you, folks. We'll see you around this weekend.